Inside, an FX2 nursing droid stood behind a circular counter packed with medical monitors. Most of the equipment was inactive, but three sets of displays did seem to be tracking a patient's vital signs. As Luke and the others drew nearer to its workstation, the FX2 turned and began to run its photoreceptors over first Leia, then Luke. It raised an arm and pointed to a pair of rooms directly adjacent to the station.
Female to examination room 1, male to examination room 2. The 2-1-B will be in to evaluate you shortly.
It picked up a datapad and started out from behind its counter.
Please have your identification badge ready for verification of executive status.
R2-D2 whistled something loud and rolled past the counter.
You can't go back there,
the nursing droid responded.
Access to that area is restricted.
R2-D2 buzzed a rude reply and continued down the corridor.
Stop!
The FX2 turned to whir after him.
Don't force me to summon the security contractors. Stop at once or...
The protest came to an abrupt end as Leia put a blaster bolt through the back of the FX2's brain housing. The droid continued down the corridor in silence, veering left until it finally struck a wall and crashed to the floor. Leia quickly followed, then knelt down behind the wreck and tripped the FX2's primary circuit breaker to be sure the droid would not be sending any messages via an internal comm unit. As Leia started to rise, Joram looked over at his sister and cocked a conspiratorial brow. Luke grabbed them both in the force and slammed them into the wall.
Don't make me regret letting you live, he said. It's not too late to change my mind.
The woman's eyes flashed in alarm, and she raised her hands in placation.
Why would we try anything? You're never getting off this ship alive anyway.
I remember when I was your age,
Leia said, peeling an identity badge off the FX2 droid's torso.
I was wrong about a lot of things, too.
She stepped over to the storeroom and pressed the badge to the control panel. The door slid aside, and an interior light activated, revealing a cool, compact chamber lined by drawers filled with medical supplies. Leia entered and began to load a steel medical tray with supplies. Wound glue, Bactiselve, antibiotics, hypos. Luke saw her studying the anesthesia section and realized what she intended. He glanced back to their prisoners. The brother was probably a size smaller than Luke was, and the sister a couple of sizes larger than Leia, but close enough.
Okay, helmets on the floor, Luke said.
He waved his blaster at their torsos.
The rest of your armor, too.
The woman's eyes flashed in anger.
You can't take our Beskar Gam, she said.
Do you know what that means to a Mandalorian?
It means you need better training.
Luke pointed a blaster at her head.
But we can do it the hard way if you'd rather.
Joram began to open his torso armor.
Just take it off, Sean, he said. Gev will cancel our contracts either way.
Jean glared daggers at Luke, but began to open her own armor as well.
I hope you cook in it.
Thanks for that, Leia said.
She stepped out of the storeroom with a pair of hypos.
That makes this easier.
She jabbed the hypo into Jean's neck and activated the injector.
Hey!
Jean turned to look at her.
What was...
Her eyes rolled up, and she collapsed. Joram caught his sister, then checked her pulse and turned to Leia.
Knockout drug?
You'd rather I use something stronger?
Leia asked.
Of course not, Joram replied. But why don't you settle for just locking us in the storeroom? No need to put me out, too. I won't try to escape.
Sure you won't, Leia said.
She waited until he had removed the last of his armor, then motioned for him to do the same with his sisters.
But I'll have R2 raise the temperature so you don't freeze.